OSHAR GCSE Music. Writing to a Brief, your complete guide. A 10-minute revision podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most exciting and most misunderstood parts of your OSHAR GCSE Music course. Component 03, Writing to a Brief. Whether you're just getting started on your composition or you're in the final stages of polishing it up, this episode is going to give you everything you need to hit those top marks. Here's what we're covering today. First, I'll break down exactly what the brief is asking you to do and how the marks are split up. Then we'll go deep on the four assessment criteria: core musical ideas, compositional techniques, development and structure, and technical control. After that, I'll share the most common mistakes I see candidates make and how to avoid them. We'll finish with a quick-fire recall quiz to test your knowledge, and then I'll send you off with a clear action plan. Ready? Let's go. So, first things first. What actually is writing to a brief? In Component 03, OSHAR gives you a board set stimulus, that's a starting point or theme, and your job is to compose a piece of music in response to it. This is entirely assessed under Assessment Objective 2, which means 100% of your marks come from your ability to create, develop, and structure musical ideas. There are no marks for listening or performing here. It's all about composition. The brief will offer you a choice of stimuli, and this is your first major decision. Pick the one that plays to your strengths. If you're a pianist, choose a brief that suits keyboard writing. If you work in a DAW like GarageBand or Logic, choose something that suits music technology. Don't try to write a full orchestral film score if you've never programmed strings before. That's a recipe for losing marks on technical control. Now let's talk about the four assessment criteria, because understanding these is the key to everything. Criterion 1 is core musical ideas. This is about the quality and originality of your initial musical material. Examiners are looking for ideas that have musical potential, a strong melodic hook, an interesting rhythmic motif, a distinctive harmonic color. Think of it like the seed of a plant. If your seed is weak and generic, the whole composition will struggle. A strong core idea is one that is memorable, stylistically appropriate to your chosen brief, and, crucially, one that can be developed. When examiners award marks here, they're asking, does this candidate understand the style they're working in? Does the material feel purposeful and musical? Criterion 2 is compositional techniques. This is where you demonstrate your toolkit as a composer. You need to show that you understand how to use musical elements: melody, harmony, rhythm, texture, timbre, dynamics, tempo, in a way that is idiomatic for your chosen medium. Idiomatic is a really important word here. It means writing in a way that suits the instrument or ensemble. For example, writing a sustained chord for a solo flute is non-idiomatic. A flute can't sustain a chord. Writing a rapid tremolo for strings is idiomatic. That's exactly what strings do brilliantly. Examiners will credit candidates who show they understand the capabilities and limitations of their chosen instruments. Criterion 3 is development and structure. And this is where many candidates lose marks unnecessarily. Development means taking your core musical idea and transforming it over time. The most common mistake is simply repeating a motif without changing it, what examiners call cut-and-paste repetition. Instead, you need to show that you can manipulate your material. The key techniques to know are sequence, where you repeat a motif at a different pitch level; inversion, where you flip the melodic contour upside down; retrograde, where you play the motif backwards; augmentation, where you double the note values to slow it down; diminution, where you have the note values to speed it up; and fragmentation, where you take just a small part of the motif and develop it independently. Structure means your piece has a clear shape, an introduction, a middle section with development, and a satisfying conclusion. Think about forms like binary, ternary, rondo, or through composed, and choose one that fits your brief. Criterion 4 is technical control. This is about the accuracy and precision of your submission. If you're writing notation, your score must be legible, correctly notated, and include all necessary performance directions: dynamics, articulation marks, tempo markings, and expression marks. If you're working in music technology, your sequencing must be accurate. Velocity should be varied, quantization should be musical rather than mechanical, and your mix should be balanced. A really important point here: your audio recording and your score or lead sheet must match. If there are discrepancies between what's written and what's heard, examiners will limit the marks they can award for technical control. So always check your final submission carefully. Right, Let's talk about the mistakes that cost candidates marks and how you can avoid them. Mistake number one, cut and paste repetition. This is the single biggest issue I see. Candidates take a 4-bar loop, copy it 8 times, and call it a composition. Examiners will not credit this as development. Every time you repeat a section, ask yourself, what have I changed? Even a small variation, a different dynamic, a slight rhythmic alteration, a change in texture, shows musical thinking. Mistake number two, non-idiomatic writing. Before you finalize your score, play through every part and ask, can a real performer actually play this? Check your ranges. Is that note too high for the instrument? Check your chords. Can a guitarist actually finger that voicing? If you're using music technology, check that your MIDI velocities sound human and expressive, not robotic. Mistake number three, unresolved harmony. If you're writing tonal music, your harmonic progressions need to make sense. Avoid leaving phrases hanging on dissonances unless you intend an ambiguous or modern effect. Cadences are your friend. Use perfect cadences to create strong endings, imperfect cadences to create tension, and interrupted cadences for surprise. If you're writing in a modal or atonal style, make sure the harmonic language is consistent throughout. Mistake number four, missing performance directions. So many candidates submit scores with no dynamics, no articulation, no tempo marking. These are marks you're giving away for free. Go through your score and add a dynamic marking at least every 4 bars. Add slurs, staccatos, accents where appropriate. Mark your tempo at the start. And finally, always submit both a recording and a score or lead sheet. The recording is your evidence that the music works. The score is your evidence of technical control. You need both. Time for the quiz. I'll ask 5 questions. Pause the audio after each one if you want thinking time. Question 1. What does AO2 stand for? And what percentage of your component 03 marks does it represent? Question 2. Name 3 techniques you can use to develop a musical motif. Question 3. What does the term idiomatic mean in the context of composition? Question 4. What is the difference between augmentation and diminution? Question 5. Name 2 things that must match between your audio recording and your score. How did you do? The answers are AO2 is Assessment Objective 2, and it represents 100% of Component 03 marks. 3 development techniques from sequence, inversion, retrograde, augmentation, diminution, fragmentation. Idiomatic means writing in a way that suits the natural capabilities of the instrument. Augmentation doubles note values, making the motif slower. Diminution halves note values, making it faster. And your recording and score must match in terms of pitches, rhythms, dynamics, and structure. Let's bring it all together. Writing to a brief is your chance to shine as a creative musician. Remember the 4 criteria. Core musical ideas. Make them strong and stylistically appropriate. Compositional techniques. Use your musical toolkit idiomatically. Development and structure. Transform your material. Don't just repeat it. Technical control. Be precise, be accurate, and make sure your score and recording match. Choose your brief wisely. Play to your strengths, and give yourself enough time to draft, refine, and polish. The best compositions go through multiple versions, so start early. You've got this. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode. Keep composing.